Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yodis B, Sportive is back. John's here. Hello, John.
Hello, Brandon.
Stuart is also here.
Hey. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay. And then Chicken Fingers is also here.
Hey, Brandon. Not to be too redundant with my name, but you know what I just learned? Whoa, what time is it? It's 8:15 p.m. Mm-hmm. I just learned 7 minutes ago that you can order at Raising Cane's. Have you ever eaten at Raising Cane's?
Yes.
Stu, you've been there?
Oh, yeah.
John?
Okay. Yes, I've been there.
Maybe you guys knew this. And if you knew this, I'm angry with you because you should have told me. And it was, you know that I don't know this because if I knew this, it's all I would talk about. You at Raising Cane's, you can order the chicken fingers extra crispy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either. Now it's all it's literally all I've thought about for the last, well, now 8 minutes.
So do is it they?
Like a, is it a secret menu of some kind?
I don't know. I just found out. I just life hack.
Do they cook them longer, or do you? Does that mean that they put on like four times the breading? Just
I don't
stuff it with breading.
I don't know. This is what I've been spending my last 8 minutes trying to find out, and there's no answers.
That's amazing. I should have thought about that. Every time I've ordered buffalo wings for most of my adult life, I have asked for them to be ordered extra crispy. Just keep them in that fryer longer than you think, because they're better that
way. Why didn't you transition them into the chicken finger game?
But I never transitioned to the chicken finger game. God damn it. That's so simple. It was right in front of my face.
It might be horrible, too. I don't know, but I've never tried it. Now I want it. I want to drive up there. The closest one's in Apple Valley and order.
Yeah, I mean...
Where did you find this out, if not at a Raising Cane's location?
On the Twitter.
Reddit.
On the Twitter.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Just a random. Yeah.
I thought maybe this was a Chicken Fingers fan forum of some kind.
Reddit? Chicken Fingers Reddit?
r/chicken finger prep.
I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to take me to get over it, but yeah. Holy shit.
Well,
yeah, the closest one to my place is in West St. Paul, right off of Robert Street, and like the parking lot is literally the turn off of Robert Street, so it backs traffic up going south on Robert Street. It literally does. It causes it to go back like at least two stoplights sometimes, like around 5 o'clock. It's just you can't get there. It's easier for us to go to like freaking Arden Hills to go to that one because you can't get in. It's impossible. I've tried, man.
One of us should, in a future podcast, bring your recording equipment into your car with you and go to Raising Cane's while we're recording and try to make this order and then give us a live.
I need somebody to do it. Somebody that lives closer to Raising Cane's that listens to the podcast, go there. I'm not buying you your chicken fingers. That's not the proposition. You're going to have to get over it.
No.
You're going to have to pay them out of your own pocket. Pay for them out of your own pocket, but go and then send me the results, like a picture. Ideally multiple pictures and a full report.
A thorough review.
Texture, flavor, everything. Maybe even ask them what makes them extra.
Yeah. I mean, you
Hello,
might have to wait longer,
sir.
But that'd be fine.
I wonder if you might be able to tell me, a simple customer, what you do to make your chicken fingers so crispy.
I'm a simple country lawyer, and I'd just like to know, sir, how do you get your chicken fingers so crispy?
These chicken fingers confuse and anger me.
Doing bits. Let's love doing bits.
Love bits.
We're doing bits because in the 3 weeks since we've recorded, there still haven't been any sports.
Except no sports. There's
a UFC match.
No guilt. I didn't feel any guilt bringing up the chicken fingers because we don't have anything else to talk about.
No, there's
nothing going on. A lot of Korean baseball. That's all we got. Korean baseball.
One thing that we have done that has worked wonders in the past is the format where I simply ask questions to you guys, and then you take it from there. How does that sound?
I'm always afraid of this format because odds are that one of these questions is going to require me to pretend to be Rick Spielman's mom.
It always ends with John role-playing somebody's mom. You're right. That has been the case. I have six questions tonight. I hope it's two for each of you. Yes, I do. And none of these so far involve John role-playing somebody's mother. So maybe that just has to come through organically. So let's just keep our head on a swivel here. And if the opportunity presents itself, let's just dive right in. My first question is for Stuart.
Oh, God.
Stu, just about 2 hours ago, recording time, the stay-at-home order has been lifted. And not fully lifted, but I think that's what people are going to take from Walls' order. So my question for you is... what are the odds this ends well for us Minnesotans? Do we have to go back at some point, or is this just categorically good news? There's no going back. It's going to be like chicken fingers up at the cabin, shirt off immediately, double beard, Steve Austin style, and we're done. Can that happen?
I don't think it's going to get to that, but I think it might approach some semblance of half normalcy. Which is, I think, about as good as we can expect until there's like a therapeutic or an actual vaccine.
Yeah.
Sorry, did you want a serious answer or did you want jokes? Mm. I can probably do. The joke part is that currently on Twitter, all the lefties are mad at Walls, and on Facebook, all the righties are mad at Walls. So I think it's probably. So he probably made the right call, if I had to guess. Huh. Wow. So
that's great. That's how you know you did a perfect job.
I don't know. I know I can tell you that for my work at least, we are, you know, June 1st looks like it's going to be the target date for bars and restaurants. And I know our bar team has been, besides, you know, busting their ass to change their entire kitchen model in 48 hours, basically, because we didn't have takeout until like St. Patrick's Day.
Takeout's amazing. Yeah. I've got it.
Yeah, because there's some food that just doesn't work for takeout, so they basically had to make, you know, either change recipes or just get rid of things entirely or add things. Yeah, they've done an amazing job on it, but now it's trying to figure out, well, hell, how can you, you know, operate, you know, it'll probably be like, you know, 50% capacity, and fortunately for us, we have a giant beer garden, and we get all the tables are spaced out. I think we're going to at least be able to make it work under the guidelines we're going to be given. I worry for like the great neighborhood dives that, you know, that's just the ventilation is just, the last time there was ventilation was when somebody drove through the front wall, you know, so I worry about those places, but at least for the summer, I think, patio beers, I think, are going to be a thing that people can actually do with some confidence. There, that's what I feel comfortable commenting on about this, since I also found out about this 2 hours ago. But yes, I know that at my work, we have been, you know, planning for what can we do when we get the green light, how can we make it safe for the patrons, and obviously for the people who are working. You know, we're getting like trying to get cool masks and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You just make it so you're not like leaning into people and just trying to, you know, because you don't want to get. Nobody wants to go to work and risk their life. I mean, especially, you know, just it's not. It's just unseemly, and it's just trying to make best efforts to like, you know, make it safe for everybody if safe can be reached, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
And as this podcast resident liberal cuck, I am required to say that masks are good and they should be continue to be used all the time. Just I have to say that.
We're trying to
fuck you.
Skull.
I
just felt obligated to say that.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. We have to play our roles.
Really care.
Do you think that you guys are going to have to pass some sort of like safety restriction, regulation sort of stuff before you can open? Is that how that's going to work?
Picture Stu just wandering around the patio with like a 6-foot stick, like a broom handle measured exactly at 6 feet.
Like
if you're at 5.5,
like a Catholic school dance.
Yep.
It's just like it a cutout of Isaiah Thomas, because I believe Isaiah Thomas was 6 foot even. So it'll be the Zeke. I'm just going to have the Zeke
fat
on
head.
Me.
Yeah.
Yep. And like Michael Jordan's going to get really angry at it for no real reason. Right. God, that was a long, long swim for a short thing there. Sorry about that.
I liked it.
It has already been measured out in both our indoor and outdoor settings. They're going to be ready to go, I think, on June 1. So
nice.
But yeah, so and I don't blame anyone at all for not being comfortable and wanting to just stay in until it's deemed safer by either like just like a strict like count of like fatalities and people who are hospitalized. I totally get that, especially if you're like in a high risk group. And Lord knows, I mean, just if sports rage is a high risk group, obviously none of us can go.
Yeah, we're screwed. Yeah, I think people are going to go nuts right away just because they're impatient, or not impatient, but have been locked up for so long and really need to get out. But then it'll be interesting to see like what's sustainable in a couple months from now if people continue to stay out or if they're like, all right, I still feel a little weird or whatever. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think one trip to like Walmart on a Saturday morning probably will get you off of going into public places for a while.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah.
I've had very few issues with crowding and where I'm at. So I don't know if St. Paul's doing a better job of it or just, I don't know. There seems to be issues in certain places and issues in other places. I mean, for Christ's sake, my dad has a mask, but my dad has also smoked since he was 14. So he knows he's in a high risk group. So
he knows what he signed up for.
Yeah. So he's doing his best, and he's taken to also wearing a bandana because now his hair is getting long. And again, my dad's hair hasn't been long since, I don't know, year 3 of Vietnam. I don't know, but it's he's calling himself a hippie right now, although I mean, it's basically about as long as Brandon's is right now. I assume you just shaved it like last week, if I had to guess.
Of course.
So.
Yep.
Yeah. High and tight. Yeah. It's nothing bad, but. Yeah, so I know the outstate is where a lot of the, like, come on, let's just throw all the shackles off. But, it's, I think, not as black and white. God, I sound like Barrero. Pass.
Oh, boy.
So go to somebody else right now. Go to somebody else right now.
God.
Right now. Oh,
okay,
God.
So official sportive point of view is we are optimistic for now.
Yes, we'll see how bad we fuck it up in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Okay, question two. This one's for John. John, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, great.
I'm here. I'm still here. I was just listening to Stu dig himself into a hole that he couldn't climb out of there at the end.
Yeah,
it was glorious. John, you usually have your finger on the pulse of dumb things sports leagues are doing. Can you run us down a couple of them for this week?
Bundesliga.
Yeah, I couldn't be more excited there's going to be soccer back this week. But I've just been thinking a lot lately, reading all of the crazy plans that the NHL and Major League Baseball have floated, whether it's putting everybody in geographical divisions in Major League Baseball or the NHL having a 2014 playoff in Grand Forks, North Dakota or something like that. There, every other day you hear another rumor about another plan that has been floated among the owners or something like that. And it just seems utterly absurd to me. And maybe this is going to mark me out as an old person here, but in my lifetime, in my living memory, MLB canceled the season 1 year because they wanted to impose a salary cap without bargaining, stop paying the players' pensions, and then the players had nothing they could do but strike. The NHL owners gave out contracts they didn't like and eventually gave out so many of them that they canceled an entire season and the Stanley Cup playoffs just to get to a point that they no longer had to pay those contracts. And now, during a global pandemic that has killed hundreds of thousands of people around the globe, all they can talk about is how to get back on the field and back on the ice. And I just, that feels ridiculous. That's ridiculous, right?
Well, yeah, but I want to watch sports.
I want to watch sports too, just as much as anybody. I just think it's particularly funny in the case of those leagues. Even the NBA that had a similar lockout not too long ago. I don't remember the details of that one very well because it seemed like it was a foregone conclusion that it would be over and everybody just wanted to play a 45-game season anyway.
Right.
But every one of these sports seems to survive fine when they're trying to reduce the amount they're paying players. But when there's a pandemic on, all you hear is, well, I don't know if these can hockey survive this? Can baseball survive this? How can they possibly go 6 months without getting TV money rolling in? While not that long ago, they were canceling seasons just because they could. That seems crazy to me. I want baseball to come back just as much as anybody. I want to see the hockey playoffs. I'm genuinely sad. Both of those things are not happening right now. But if you cancel this season, next season, there's a – whatever you end up doing, we're all going to live. We're all going to make it. And frankly, I don't understand why the NHL is still getting on their high horse about how the games have to go on. The NHL is the one I'm particularly pissed about because it's freshest in the mind. The owners in that league are awful. I hate every single one of them, and it just makes me mad that apparently is not on the table right now.
What percentage of players do you think want to? Do we have any sense? Have there been like surveys or? Because I don't have a great handle on that at all in any of these sports.
I think it's hard to ask any individual person or any collective group their opinion because nobody knows anything right now.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Even doctors and scientists don't know what exactly this disease does and how it hurts people and how to solve it. So asking Zach Parise when he thinks hockey's going to get back on the ice, just who knows?
Well, not when it will be, but like, do they desperately want to come back, or are they like, I don't know, not right now.
I mean, they're. I'm guessing they want to play, but they also want to be safe, and I don't know how you balance those two things.
I know. Yeah. I don't either. I think if anybody did, we'd love to hear it.
Anyway, anytime any NHL owner talks about how they really want to get back on the ice, you have my permission to blow to I don't know. In this fraught time, I don't want to wish ill on anybody, but
we'll call him a dumbass on our podcast.
That's right. On our this is a big media platform, so
hell yeah.
Obviously, you want to be careful.
Do we think that the proposals right now are getting less dumb? Maybe, hopefully.
It seems like the idea that we quarantine everybody on a military base and play in spring training stadiums or whatever, it seems like those ideas are starting to go away.
Okay. Yeah, but I want to point out, I was very critical of that idea the last time we recorded. I'm pretty much okay with it now because I'm so fucking bored. So, sorry about your families and the pandemic and all, but I just can't take this much more, man.
Like, how many times can we rewatch The Office? I mean, a lot, for sure, but Jesus. Yeah, need something new.
A lot of German soccer this weekend, too.
The Bundesliga.
So has it been back or is it just starting this weekend?
starts this weekend.
Saturday, what is their plan? What have they done?
They are trying to be careful. They're testing everybody a lot because Germany seems to have way more testing available, and they're going to play in empty stadiums and hope that they don't have a mass outbreak.
Do they have a plan on if one player gets a positive test? Is it just like the whole league shuts down, or is it just like, nope, Dieter can't play, but the rest of us can?
They in their first couple rounds of testing, they had a couple of guys test positive on a number of different teams, and so far, just those guys have to go into quarantine, and not everyone yet. But also, they haven't played any games, and I don't think they've been having... They haven't had the same interaction. I'm talking like I know exactly what's going on here. I don't know. I'm not an epidemiologist, nor am I an expert in what's going to happen, and I don't think they know exactly. Another thing that's going on is that Germany, at least in matters of health policy like this, seems to be a little bit more like the United States, where... the individual German states make a lot of decisions. So I think it also depends on which team has a couple of guys test positive or whatever.
Gotcha.
So it's all going to be a cluster, but they're hoping to finish the season.
And then Korean baseball is happening, yeah?
Korean baseball is happening.
Okay. That's promising.
North or South? North or South?
North versus South. Every game is a Civil War game.
No, it's
every game takes place over the demilitarized zone. The mound is in North Korea, home plate is in South Korea, and it's just home run derby.
Extremely intense.
There's a lot more faking of deaths in this league for some reason. I don't know.
Kids,
I don't think so. It's been. I want to say Fritz Peterson on the 74 Yankees did. No, that was a wife swap. Never mind. He did that. That was a different thing. So
that's right. Didn't that happen? I want to get. Let's pause on that wife swap thing for a second. John, if you wouldn't mind role playing.
Wow.
Wife number
one.
No,
so,
but.
So that you want to. How are things going at home, Brandon? Jesus.
No, did someone say wife swap? Hold on. I think so that happened, right? And I think one of the couples like was together for a million years and the other couple like immediately broke up. So I feel like the two sane people were married to crazy people and then the two crazy people were like, well, fuck that. If these two are going to get together, then you and I are going to make this work. And then it did not work. I think that's what happened there.
I believe Mike Kikich's wife refused to report to her new team, so to speak. I'm not certain that I have that right.
But. We're not looking it up. That sounds... Our story is better than the real story, as always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so sports leagues are still dumb in America. They might be dumb overseas, but at least they're giving it a whirl. And we still want to see some sports, but we're scared and nervous. Is that the takeaway?
Yes. I'm just glad that German soccer returned before I got truly desperate and started watching NASCAR, which I absolutely was going to do on Sunday in the absence of any other options.
So NASCAR is back, okay.
NASCAR is coming back on the 17th, I believe.
And what about UFC? Isn't that back?
I think so, yes. But as it turns out, even during a pandemic with absolutely nothing else on, I don't want to watch UFC.
No. No, but that's low risk because it's just the two dudes, and one of them usually dies anyway. So
I was gonna say that's like a six of one, half dozen the other. There,
if someone dies as a result, how would you know the difference?
Right, exactly. So that's easy. Okay, please come back, sports. Okay, do you guys want to go to the next topic?
Sure.
Sure.
Really,
you're doing great.
Really flying through these. I'm sorry.
Keep it up, Brandon. Keep it up.
This one is for chicken fingers.
I'm in.
Are summer youth sports going to happen? And if not, what in the fuck are we going to do with all of our children this summer?
Anybody that tells you they know or don't know if something is going to happen this summer is lying. I don't know.
Correct.
Okay. I don't have any idea. If it doesn't happen, On one hand, I will save such a remarkable amount of money that I'm not saying that it's a salve, but in a way, kind of is.
You get to repaint the teal minivan.
It's not going anywhere. I don't need to do anything to it. That's right. Just sitting there. It's
furniture.
It's just, yeah. On the other hand, the kids are the only age they are once, obviously, and so it's opportunity lost, and these are memories lost. But that's a sad part. I don't know, Brandon. I don't know what we'd do with them.
You're not like the commissioner of the baseball league, or are you in any of those sort of meetings that people are having?
Yeah, and it depends on the sport. It's not like I'm the commissioner in any sense. Well, I have any decision making authority, but I've had conversations about, if it's lifted entirely, what are we going to do? If it's not, what are we going to do?
Right.
If this 10 people or less edict remains, what are you going to, having a contingency plan in place for all of these different scenarios so that you're ready to, the second they're implemented, you can hit the ground running.
Yeah, this announcement today doesn't really do anything for any sports because there's really no way to play sports with under 10 people and standing 6 feet away with no physical contact, right? I mean,
what I would say, like the email I just received an hour ago, second
Vikings
was
offensive line
baseball related. Was that at least practice can continue. As of right now, they can't even practice at all. So you can practice.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
practice
good. Yeah.
Regiment. You could say, okay, this group, you're going to go over here and it's going to be 10 and less kids, in this part of the complex and 10 or less over in this part. So you can at least start that. But you're right. The games can't begin.
Yeah. So this is no secret. As you know, I play men's baseball and, the only people who play in a men's baseball league are insane diehards. Right? We wouldn't be doing this if we didn't have some sort of screw loose. So
at your age, especially, Brandon, I'm not saying that you're a million years old, but
I'm extremely old for that sport though. Yeah.
Like there's a number of kids that play immediately after high school and maybe through college, but to be that's a diehard to get to your it's impressive.
So already there's no reasonable people on my team that are my age. You wouldn't have kept playing. Mm-mm. So you can imagine how they're all handling this news. I mean, we have been, and I say we loosely, I haven't gone to any of these, but some of the guys have been like trying to sneak a practice in here or there. And the nets were taken down and, we saw some high school kids trying to practice and the police got called on them and it's been fucking insane. So they're all of course just like doing cartwheels right now thinking like this means everything's going to open up. I hope that's true. But again, like it's really hard to say, what exactly can be opened up and what can't be. So practice is good news, but I just wonder about my oldest is 8. So he was, he's young enough where this doesn't really affect him no matter what, if he has baseball or not, but he was looking forward to it. And I'm just trying to picture the conversation between the guys that run the league of like, all right, cool. We'll have no families can be near each other and we'll have to sanitize the ball every whatever. And, you start running down that checklist of what all has to happen. Then I'm sure a bunch of other people are like, well, then no. Right, if that list gets so long.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it necessarily needs to be, and I feel like I've read promising things about like outside is so much different than inside. I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
My interaction with it has been once they say yes, you can start playing, there's all kinds of standards in place for pretty much every sport that I'm involved with for okay, this is what it's going to look like, whether they wear masks or not, this is what they'll do with the ball. The parents need to drop off and then remain 6 feet apart. All these different protocols for if the games happen. The bigger conversation has been about almost all of the fields or arenas are administered municipally. They're all city fields. There's very, very few privately owned. So you can have every protocol in place for once lifted, this is what we're going to do. But if the individual city doesn't doesn't, if they decide they're going to keep everything closed, you're fucked. Or if you have a 10-team league and seven of the cities say it's okay to play in our fields and three don't, you know, how are you going? That's been more of the conversation of logistically, how do you make this work if not all of the fields or arenas are available?
Right. Well, it has been promising at least, but we're already pushing back things so far. It's hard to say, but I think the goddamn kids need it. Well, we need it. We need it. Kids,
well, not that big of a deal. Yeah. You need something to look forward to in life. That's something I say often. What's big or little, mm-hmm. you need something. Even as insignificant relatively as sports are, you still need something in your life to look forward to. And it's too bad.
Yeah.
I think it's going to work out. I think that they're going to cram everything into a window between the middle of June and, you know, August, and you're just going to have every sport you play is going to be crammed in there.
And then right back into our homes in September.
Right back into our homes, I think, is what's going to end up unfortunately happening, but we'll see.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, I'm not going to panic too much because these poor parents. I don't even care about the kids, actually. The poor parents.
Well, yeah, it's hard when you have nothing that you can do. Even if you can't do something, it's not like you can tell your kid, "Hey, go down the street and play with Billy." You know, I just get out of my hair for 10 minutes. You can't even do that. You're so hamstrung. There's not much you can do. But as long as your family's healthy and blah blah blah, all that crap, that's what matters.
But I feel like unofficially, you know, Governor Walz has these dials, right? And I think the social dial, basically, whatever he has, everybody has been, again, unofficially, dialing it up one more notch than he says. And that's just the way it's always going to be. So if he's like,
well, sure.
For sure, yeah. Stay at home and don't see anybody. And then pretty soon you can see a few people. Everyone's like, cool, I'm going to see a few people now. And so I think he has to know when he's got that dial set, people are going to level it up a little bit because that's just who we are as people.
Sure.
So it'll be interesting to see now that he officially moved the dial where we as human beings unofficially move that dial and how that's all going to play out.
What level will the water find? It will find its own level, but where will it be?
Yeah. Right. Yep. Because I know for sure over like the difference between now and a month ago, I've been hearing a little bit more of like, oh, you could come over for a little bit, or maybe we'll go hang out for a little bit. And we have not been doing much of that, but we heard about it a lot. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes now. It's been very interesting.
Good deniability there, Brandon. Or we haven't been doing that.
I mean, I'm a huge dumbass.
I would never break the law.
I would admit it.
I've heard of other people.
I promise. I'd admit it. But we just know like that's been a thing, right? I mean, it's not just me. Right.
Well, one thing I think I'll be interested to see, and Brandon, I guess this relates to your baseball team, is, and your son's too young for this, but maybe for your men's league team, is if leagues in Minnesota continue to cancel as they have, like the Legion baseball Minnesota Legion baseball has already canceled.
I saw that, man.
This summer season, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
And I could see, because there's so much planning involved, that some leagues throughout the state are just going to say, look, we don't have the time to do this. We're just going to cancel. While surrounding states are more lenient or open, I could see teams just traveling to out of state. For example, would your Miller's team, if they shut down the amateur baseball for the summer, would you go and either play a league in Wisconsin or, you know, a number of tournaments over there or something, or North Dakota or South, you know, Iowa?
Yes to all of them, like, and yes to all the states. We would do. We would be in five leagues.
I absolutely think that's what will happen, and I think it's not just men's leagues. I think you'll see it down to 10-year-old teams. You know, they'll put together teams, and they'll just go travel around the upper Midwest outside of Minnesota.
Yeah,
it's
I
not
mean,
like
it's,
people are just going to stop.
Well, no, and the thing is, when you shut things down, what happens there is we got a lot of time on our hands. Like,
yeah,
like, oh, you got to drive that far? I don't give a shit. What else am
I
going
to
do?
Shit.
New scenery? Yeah. Sign me up.
Whatever. Yeah.
I just, I want to say, as a former South Dakota Legion baseball player, don't sleep on South Dakota Legion baseball. That's a highly competitive.
There's one. There's Rapid City, and then there's everybody else. There's only one team.
Rapid City versus the Field.
I'll take Rapid City. I don't know a damn thing about them, but right now I'll take them winning the state tournament this season.
Yep.
I'm gonna. We never got quite around to playing Rapid City. I will say that we were close a couple of times.
Yeah, I feel like I got my ass kicked by Rapid City a couple times. Can't remember, but
I just recall.
I'm pretty sure
they're very good. That's what I remember.
Yeah. Yep. Well, remains to be seen.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, okay. A little bit of silence. That means I should move on to the next topic.
I picture Broxy finding himself in Rugby, North Dakota in August for a weekend. I don't know why that makes me laugh, but it does. Yeah. Just Brandon threshing hay, threshing wheat in the back of
I laugh knowingly. Yeah, I know what that
is. You guys ever heard of Phoenix? They're this really good French pop group. They sing in English.
Oh, boy. All right. Next question. Also for chicken.
Oh.
When sports happen again, what is your prediction on the first sport game you go to and win? It's hard to make someone make a prediction in the future because they completely control their destiny. So you could make this happen. But what do you actually think is the first time you step in and watch a professional sports game next? Or college, whatever.
This isn't a good answer. It's with the amount of sports my kids play, I have rarely gone to a professional sporting event in the last 5 years. I think maybe the question is, which one would I want to go to? Is that really what you're trying to get to? Okay, not so much which one will I. Because, like, my daughter dances at the halftime of a Gophers football game every year.
Okay.
So that's going to be the one that I go to now. Is that the one I'd want to?
Maybe.
Pretty
good.
I would want... I enjoy going to Gopher football games. Probably that.
Mm-hmm.
Next fall.
Okay.
I think that's the most likely, and it's going to be wonderful. They sell beer there now.
Because of us. Our influence.
Because of
us. I don't think anybody, there's any doubt behind that.
No.
We
I feel dumb that I even said it. It's so obvious. It's like,
propose
what's his face, Newton.
And a year later,
crap.
They happen.
Yeah. It was.
How many more examples do you need before it becomes simply a fact?
It's so obvious. All right, so you think you're going to go to a Gopher football game? That'd be your.
Well, you can if you want to feel safe. There's always those upper echelon seats at TCF Bank that are pretty sparsely attended.
No, it'd just be you and some Iowa fans fucking.
Yes. Yep.
Gophers aren't even playing.
Nope.
There's just a couple of Hawkeye fans up there.
Playing Michigan State. Couple of Hawkeyes just going in.
Nowhere else to go. Too dumb.
Couple
to know
dudes,
outside.
Which is fine. That's cool, man. Whatever. Their hats turned backwards. They're going at
That's
it.
Great.
That's great.
So good.
That's That's great, bud.
Jonathan, what about you?
Ah, geez. If I had to predict?
Yeah. I mean, are you like, hey, I'm ready to go. I want to go to a game. I'm super pumped about it. Or is this like, fuck, who knows? I'm you know.
I feel like I've been waiting every day in the news about this virus. Every day I think today is going to be the day that there's some good news.
Mm-hmm.
And every day there's just nothing but bad news. So I would say I'm pretty much at a low ebb in terms of virus-related optimism. So I don't think I'm going to get to go to another sporting event till 2022.
Yeah, I'm waiting to wake up and there's an announcement of like, oh, this new company invented a test that's like repeatable, like taking your temperature, and it's very accurate, and it's on Amazon for $9.99. That's what I'm waiting for. Just, oh, cool.
Something in the neighborhood of a breakthrough of some kind on any front.
Yep.
It's all just impossible. The news is never good. It's always bad. Mm-hmm. It just sucks.
Okay, so it's going to be a while for you.
Yeah. Right.
What about you, Stuart? Is he still here? We lost Stu. Shit.
Nope, I'm here. Sorry, I had to get a beer.
We've been dead silence for 7 minutes, Stu.
Okay.
Edit that out. We'll have to edit it out. Okay. So that's that topic. You guys ready for my next question? I have three more.
Yeah.
The transitions here are as good as they usually are.
Jarring.
No sports might be happening, but the transitions on the podcast are in mid-season form for sure.
Thank you. Thank you. I burned up all my mental energy on these stupid questions, so.
Right. You're the only one who did any work here, so good for you.
Okay, Stu, your question is, we're going to play a round of Where Is This Place? You ready?
Hooray! Oh, sweet!
Yes!
All right.
Yes!
All right.
Fuck
now,
yes.
I grabbed three locations, and I'm actually pretty embarrassed because I didn't know where they are, but if I say them and you guys laugh at me, it's going to sting a little bit, so...
Right.
This is a hard thing for me to put together, but I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try these three.
Wait,
Stu,
is it only Stu that gets the guess, or because you said Stu's question?
Yeah, okay,
so.
You're right. You're right. Let's open this up. This is a free for all.
What do we just? Okay, so okay, I'm ready.
Okay,
ready.
Where is Case Western University?
Oh, I know
Cleveland,
this one.
Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio.
Fuck. See, this is already. I don't like this at all. I don't like it.
Our good friend Matt Wells is going to be furious right now.
Oh, man. I knew I recognized that college. Our friend Matt.
That's why I knew it. That's why I knew it.
Oh, shit.
I think his dad was like a professor there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
He might be a professor there. You don't know.
Right. Just like chicken. Secret professor.
Professor of beards.
Beard professor. Singing beards. Hi, Matt. Okay, hopefully this one's harder. Where is Occidental College?
Oh, Jesus.
Mississippi.
I actually do know the answer to this one.
Okay, so I stumped two of you.
Is it Mississippi?
Fantastic. It is not Mississippi, and actually I would say it's anti-Mississippi.
Can I tell you where it is?
Please.
Is it London? Is it London?
It's in Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles.
God damn it! I was close.
London, yeah. LA is the London of the U.S.
I'd like to
London is actually closer to LA than Mississippi. Geographically.
I get it,
but
though. Yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out here to frequent podcast listener and sometime podcast guest, Rough Cat, whose wife went to Occidental College.
Holy shit.
Is that how you know it?
Yep, that's how I knew it.
I like that one a lot because it does not sound at all like an LA school. It sounds
no, it really does.
No,
yeah, and again, don't confuse it with Accidental College, which is what everyone calls Mankato State. yes.
Oh,
still got it. The pandemic. Yes.
Oh boy. Okay, so if John didn't have that, I feel like you guys would be guessing for the next 2 hours about Occidental.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no way. There's not Los Angeles. Yeah, no chance.
All right, last one. Where is a place called Southern University? Southern University. They have been in the NCAA tournament, so this is a real place. And I definitely looked it up, and I definitely know the answer. Southern University.
Oh, where is it?
Yes. All right. I stumped you. One out of three.
Shreveport. One of the Carolinas.
Louisiana.
I think Southern is in New Orleans, isn't it?
It is.
Shreveport, goddammit. Shreveport.
It's not in Shreveport.
I'm going to say.
Goddammit.
To say
not in New Orleans.
What, South Carolina.
And it's not in South Carolina. You are over
it's not in New Orleans?
It is in Baton Rouge. And that's a callback, motherfuckers.
Oh, come on.
I call that a callback. I told you there was a college in Baton Rouge.
Shreveport is the Baton Rouge of Louisiana.
All right. So now we know. Case Western.
I love that
Occidental.
Game.
Southern University. We're so much smarter. And I have a couple others for future ones. Not like we'll ever podcast
Perfect.
Again, but I do have them. Okay.
We got to get somebody to... So, okay, tasks for the listening audience. One,
chicken
Raising Cane's Raising Chicken Cane's, Fingers.
Yep.
Two, theme song for Where the Fuck Is That?
Yes. Yeah.
It's if it's to the tune of Where in the World Is Carmen Sandiego's theme song, so much the better. But the lyrics should be much less appropriate.
Stu already got uncomfortable with the Dan Barrero reference, and when Lou Nanny is on with Barrero, they use the remake of the Where in the World Is Carmen
We can't
Sandiego.
Start ripping off K-Fan. They're the ones who rip us off. That's how this works.
No, we can't.
It's not a two-way street. It's a one-way street. Okay, so it can't be set to that song. It has to be set to something else.
Anything but that, then.
How would we be okay if somebody did a musical theme song? Oh, of course. From it would be. What if this?
Oh, a musical.
I have a
theme
crazy
song.
Idea.
Well, this got a lot harder.
What if this? What if this theme song was set to music? What do you think? if it's a take on "Where Is My Mind" by the Pixies, but "Where Is This Place"? Would that be acceptable, or is that also low-hanging fruit? Stuart?
Stu?
I'm looking at you.
I'm
going
to defer to Stu on that one, because I don't know that song.
It's good. I like that one.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Side note to all of this, our dog is just an absolute idiot when I'm podcasting or on a Zoom call. And Mandy is the only reason that we're actually recording right now, because she is basically taking one for the team by just basically giving her scritches and filling her Kong with peanut butter and basically just trying not to go completely mad. So shout out to Mandy Newman.
Thank you, Mandy. And
a whole box of three-gallon box of rosé wine.
3 gallons.
Always.
And the great. And Jif peanut butter.
And Jif, recent sponsor.
Yep.
Okay, two more questions. This one's for Jonathan.
I'm ready.
John, are you watching The Last Dance? And if so, what do you think?
No, I am not watching The Last Dance.
Damn it. If anybody was wondering actually did prepare before the podcast, you now know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, we do not.
Well, we talked about... Last time we podcasted, we talked about The Last Dance and how I don't understand why this has become such a cultural phenomenon other than that no one else has anything to do. But Michael Jordan is the most obsessively covered athlete of my entire lifetime, not only in retrospect, but at the time that he was playing – was the most obsessively covered person on the planet. So I don't quite understand why a 10-part Vanity Project documentary about him is so necessary for so many people.
I don't either. I don't know, but that said, it is very entertaining propaganda.
I've heard it. I've I've heard enough about the Chicago Bulls for five lifetimes. I've heard enough about the 90s. At the time, it was all anybody could talk about for years and years on end.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fair.
There were no other basketball teams in the 1990s.
No.
They just didn't exist. All anyone could talk about was the Chicago Bulls. Nobody remembers any other basketball teams except in their relation to the Michael Jordan era Chicago Bulls. So why everyone cares so much? Maybe they're younger. Maybe a lot of people are younger than me. I mean, we know a lot of people are younger than me. Maybe they don't remember. Maybe I'm
not spiritually. Idiot. Not spiritually are they younger than you.
No way. Not possible. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it either. So, it's just the only thing
if
sports.
If it's all people who are 25 years of age and under who are watching this and looking back on it like I might look back on a documentary about the 1960 Philadelphia Eagles or something like that. All right, I understand. It's mildly interesting, but if you lived it before, I can't quite understand why people are so excited about it.
I mean, we would have to somehow like know a 25-year-old, which I'm not really interested in.
No.
But I can't imagine this is for them. I think this is just basically nostalgia porn for Jordan fans, which is, again, fine. That's cool. But it doesn't really seem to be. I would just be surprised if young fans were really interested in like seeing practice footage and seeing Jordan like post up John Starks again, who was like 5'7" for some reason. So
here's the other thing about The Last Dance and it being so Michael Jordan focused. Literally every other member of those Chicago Bulls teams I would be more interested in watching a 10-part documentary about them. Pippen, Rodman, Luke Longley, Bill Cartwright, any of those guys, I would be more interested in finding out more about them. But there's no part of the Michael Jordan story that I feel like I don't have insight into at this point.
Yeah.
He was a terrible. He was the most competitive person who ever existed, and he was totally void inside. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, yeah. There is. There's still a lingering percent of people who really like watching assholes be assholes too, and are into that. And that's
well, if
you know,
if only there was another way to get your fill of that sort of thing these days.
Almost all TV shows.
I have no idea where you
every
could turn
piece of news.
For any sort of coverage of that sort of thing these days.
Something people like it. I don't know. Okay. Well, why don't I, that was going to be my last question for you, but why don't I audible to another question? John, have any nice things happened to you that friends have done for you recently during the quarantine? Anything?
Before I start this, I know that Stu is from outstate Minnesota, so he probably is going to want to hang up the phone before I'm nice to him in public. So I'll just wait for a second.
Okay.
There he goes.
Please hold.
So here's my story. The other day, this was a couple weekends ago now, I spent the entire day digging in the dirt because my wife wants to put in a garden that at this point I think what it has to qualify as a plant nursery of some kind. So I'd spent the whole morning working on that stuff. It was getting hot. I was real tired. I had no beer in the house whatsoever for the post yard work beer.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm sitting in my office and I look out the window and a masked figure basically sprints up to the house and sprints away as fast as possible. So I scramble to the door. And what is there but a 4-pack of Surly Coffee Bender, my favorite beer of all, and standing at the end of the driveway, trying to run away before I could possibly say hello, was Stu and his wife and his daughter. Just
That's
the
awesome.
Nicest possible thing at the mm-hmm. best possible time, at the time I needed it the absolute most to feel good. And the best part of all was the near full-on sprint Stu was trying to do so he could do a nice thing and also not have to talk to me. It was both the nicest and the most outstayed thing that's ever happened to me.
Stu the Beer Fairy strikes again.
Yep.
Just trying to help. And we were over there because Piper had never been to the St. Paul campus, and it was just an afternoon. It was nice out. We're going to go for a walk. So we parked by John's house. I had beer in the car, so I just dropped it off on his front step and kept, you know, proper distance, and then walked over to the U and back. So that's all. Nothing.
Easy.
Nothing fancy.
Just all in the day of a life of a beer fairy. That's what happens.
Just the nicest thing.
John, I probably told you, but I was one time out at a restaurant or somewhere, out and about, just being fucking cool, probably at like a rave or cool drug party, sex orgy thing, whatever, regular stuff. And I got a text from Stu, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something like, hey, do you always leave your front door open? And I thought, I wasn't sure if maybe it was like a lyric of, from a song or like a movie line, or it was just kind of cryptic, and I don't know what I even said to respond.
This is sexual. Yeah.
And I was at the sex party, so I asked somebody, like, is this a move I should be doing? Yeah, it didn't work. I got kicked out, so then I had to go home. And then I went home, and he had left a bunch of beer in my beer fridge. He came into my house when I wasn't there and left beer in my beer fridge. Stew the Beer Fairy. This is a thing. This is his brand. It's incredible. It's one of the best things ever. Never stop.
Yeah, I think I owed you beer or something. I owed you beer for something, I think. It wasn't anything.
I don't.
Anything special.
Well, it was great, and I think Beer Fairy is a fantastic thing. So that's awesome.
This is also reminding me of the time that I was at Shamrocks in St. Paul for lunch during the workday. And later that day, I got a text from Chicken saying, hey, I saw you at Shamrocks, but I didn't stop to say hi.
That's so funny. Yeah, I was sitting right behind you.
Which I somewhat understand, because he was there with a bunch of his buddies, and I was there with people from work, and I recognize that telling your friends, hey, hold on, I got to leave the table for a second and go say hi to a friend of mine from the internet.
Yeah, you don't.
That's
wanna...
a hard thing to explain. I understand.
And on your side would be you having to then explain to your coworkers the same.
Yeah.
So I was really trying to protect
it's
you.
About you, John.
I understand it. It's still funny to me.
Well, that's the story of us seeing each other and knowing each other.
Yeah, those are the three times I've ever seen anybody else on this podcast.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, John, you are literally the only friend I've talked to in person in 2 months. It's it's weird. It is very weird.
I was scintillating conversation that day too.
That is the thing that is probably the worst. I mean, the legit worst part about this on a personal level is just not seeing your people in person. It is legit. And I know there's worse part. I mean, obviously the people who are sick, it's the worst for them, but you know, this is just, it's really hard. It's really, really hard. It's not seeing your people. It's legitimately, it hurts. It's not fun. I don't like it. I would like some semblance of normalcy. I know it's not necessarily going to happen. God damn it, Barrero's coming.
Oh boy.
Ah!
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Okay. No.
I think it is completely good and smart and safe and healthy to go see your people outside in a lawn chair, bring your own beer, sit 6 feet away from them in their lawn chair. Yeah. That's good. And
I think that appears to be, that's part of the new thing, is like on the 18th, you can, that's like 10 or fewer people, go crazy, do what you got to do. And I think a lot of people have been doing that on the down low already, if Facebook is any judge. I think that's...
Stu, I have a follow-up question. Why do you go on Facebook?
Because it's part of my job. I do need to be on Facebook for my job. So
I forgot
I
about
keep,
that.
I have to keep my personal account in order for that to be. So I will go put my hand on the hot stove and see things I don't want to see.
Things still hot. And, God damn it.
Yeah, it sucks. But, and some of my friends have cute kids. So it's like, you know, that's
right.
That's about it.
Stuart, I'm with you though. I think just that little tiny crack of a door opening of like, no, it's cool.
Yeah.
Go to your friend's house and sit in the driveway or sit in the front yard.
Stay outside. Go pee in the grove. Don't do anything stupid and you'll be
that
fine.
That is going to just like unlock, I think. Again, like I don't expect that most people are going to take the news and only do that. like, I'm sure I'm going to get a text from my sex party friends, right? Like, they'll want to get started again. But, you know, I think if we, if that, that to me, I think is gets a lot of us a lot of the way back to, like, not normal, but like sustainable happiness or something, right? Like, still not going to be like, we're all going to miss concerts. Big Thief got canceled. It's like bucket list thing for me. That fucking sucks. But if we can do that, you know, nice weather, yard parties, that's good. And that's really going to be helpful. And I think people will be in a lot better spirits once once we start getting that in order.
I agree.
And again, as a liberal cuck, please keep wearing your masks.
Yeah. And again, as someone who actually knows Chicken Fingers' actual address, I will someday drop beer off at on his driveway.
Oh, man.
You son of... Good luck.
I know. I know.
The only reason I he's wouldn't, done it yet is
I wouldn't wear a mask.
Still saving up for his bulletproof vest.
I wouldn't wear a mask. That's the one time I'd caution against wearing a mask. Show your face so that I know who you are.
Oh, man.
I'm finally within like an hour of his place, so I'm just, you know, I just haven't gotten that way yet. So.
Right.
Someday.
Someday. We're almost at an hour, boys. We actually made it to an hour's worth of content.
I know. Some said it couldn't be done. The haters gonna hate.
More said it shouldn't be done.
Some would say define content.
Yeah. Well, I'm out of questions. I asked all my questions. I am satiated. Is that how you say that word?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yep.
Well, John said it is, so now I'm worried.
He's the guy that says GIF instead of GIF, isn't
incredible.
He?
Incredible.
Yep. Yeah. I'm not climbing down off that hill. That should be another part of our podcast. How do you pronounce this word?
Yeah, let's start with genuinely.
Where is this school? How do you pronounce this word?
Yeah. I'm in. That's all we've got.
Just, I'll do a straight hour of me trying to pronounce people's names and panicking and failing.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, is early onset Barreroism a COVID symptom? Does anybody know that? I'm really starting to worry over here.
I'm trying to now try to figure out how I would spell Barreroism.
Early onset Barreroism is a good podcast title.
All right.
That's a very good podcast title.
Well, we'll work through it. Okay, I'm done. Should we press stop and hopefully get together again soon?
Press it.
Okay, goodbye.
Sure.
Goodbye.
Later.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.